Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Hello and welcome to the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast. We explore some of the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr.
I'm Scarlett Fu.
And I'm Damian Sassauer.
Soccer. He is the official Major League Soccer ambassador, longtime player, now retired, DeMarcus Beasley. Welcome to the Bloomberg Business of Sports.
I appreciate you guys having me.
Well, I know that you played Major League Soccer for years, but you got to have some comment on the World Cup going on right now, because you talk about a time, the whole world, and the U.S., we're kind of behind. The whole world is excited watching this.
Yeah, no, you're right. You know, I started my career in MLS back in 99. That was my first, 1999, when I first signed my first contract to play with Chicago Fire. It's a dream come true for any young soccer player that wants to play at the highest level in this sport. So the World Cup is here. I just saw the result, England against Iran, 6-2. So you see that there, people say there's not a lot of goals in soccer, but today you show that there's 8 in this game.
Well, I got to show you a quick story about that. Is that with the last time I had the score, I was checking it out, it was 3-0. And yeah, I went and I walked into the studio and I'm announcing 3-0. And all of a sudden, the producer's saying, nope, it's 5-1. I'm like, wait, I just walked in. Yeah. It happened quick.
It did. Yeah, England's a good, they're a good team. They have a lot of, they're one of the favorites to win the World Cup. Very strong, a lot of talented, world-class players on their squad.
DeMarcus, talk a little bit about the added pressure on the U.S. men's national team after they failed to qualify in 2018. Where does that leave them in terms of their own expectations and the public's expectations of how far they can go this time around?
I think there's a bit of pressure on them from fans, from the media as well, because we didn't qualify in 2018. We haven't. That was the first time that it happened. So I think these players now, they put that on their shoulders. I don't think they don't let it affect them. They're young. They still have that mentality, that no fear attitude, where they don't really know what to expect at times, and that could be a bonus. That could be dangerous in the world of soccer. So I really think that they've all came together as a group and said, look, we know what happened or what didn't happen 4 years ago, but we're not going to let that affect our World Cup. This is our time. This is our team. We're playing for our country. And you know, as me as a fan now, I'm 100% behind the boys to have a good result and have a good tournament.
And a lot of the men's national team also played in Major League Soccer. I mean, I think if I'm not mistaken, a record number of MLS players are going to be participating in this year's World Cup. I wonder if you could talk to us a little bit about MLS. I know you're very close to it, obviously. You know, you're a part owner in Fort Wayne FC, which is USL League 2. You know, tell us a little bit about that, how the MLS is transitioning, what its growth expectations look like.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like I said before, I was in MLS back in the 2000s, so MLS has grown leaps and bounds from then and now. And just speaking about the World Cup, the league we have this year, we have 36 players playing in this World Cup. Well, contributed from MLS soccer, from MLS, and that's phenomenal. For a league that's been around for 26 years, now that we have a lot of young talent coming through the ranks, the league is growing. It's not just on the field. I think it goes from the from off the field to on the field, and you know MLS is starting to lead the way and being a league of choice, not just for American players but for European players as well.
You want to impress people when you play Trivial Pursuit? Here's your question. Name the only U.S. player in history to play in 4 FIFA World Cups. I know. It's you. 2002, 2006, 2010, 2014. And I think about your experience, and now you are officially the Major League Soccer ambassador. Tell us what that's like. I mean, it's easy to talk soccer when you played it all your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. I'm truly, truly blessed with the opportunity that MLS gave me to be the ambassador for the league during this World Cup experience. The league has been very, very kind to me. This is where I started my career. I signed when I was 16, and I finished my career with the Houston Dynamo in 2019. So it's a league where I've seen it from 12 teams to now to 28, which is now. So, I mean, just really, really honored to be named the MLS ambassador. I really want to, you know, put MLS not so much not on the map, but just really give a different side of it that MLS is not a league where people come to finish their career. You know, now since 2007, we have a great academy system where each club has really taken it and I think really set the bar and the standard of what that means. And it's all about player development. You know, you got guys like Weston McKennie, Gio Reyna from the NYFC City Academy, Tyler Adams, he's 23. He's our captain for this World Cup, and he started in the New York Red Bulls Academy. So you're starting to see that investment pay off from the league, and I think that's great to see that we have such young talent coming from America and coming from MLS and from our academy.
Yeah, that development pipeline is critical, along with the infrastructure as well, because NYCFC is going to get its own stadium, finally, after years and years of discussion. Talk a little bit about how this sets up the U.S. and also Canada and Mexico hosting the 2026 World Cup. The U.S. last hosted the World Cup, the Men's World Cup, that is, in 1994, which is a lifetime ago. Damien and I remember it. Michael remembers it, but you know, most people don't anymore. How critical is it in terms of to see just how popular soccer football has gotten in the U.S. versus what it was in the 90s?
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is. Soccer has taken a huge step into getting this World Cup in 2026. You know, I personally was a part of the Houston bid, so we were ecstatic that the World Cup is coming to Houston and in our city. So really, really excited. This is something that's going to be really special. I think this World Cup, 2026 World Cup that's coming in Canada, Mexico, and the United States. It can be the rocket fuel for a lot of different things, from player development, from a media standpoint, from just a fan standpoint. I think the atmosphere and the environment that we can bring and to show what soccer is, that just from the fan that doesn't know much about the game, I think we're going to add a lot of new fans in 2026. So we're really excited to host, and but we'll worry about this one first.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Just not long ago, a few weeks back, we had USL COO Jason Papadakis on, right? And Scarlett mentioned a good point. You know, when you're moving from Division II to Division I, obviously you need to have a stadium or a stadium plan. But, you know, you also need to have an anchor tenant. You need, an investor, I believe, an owner, rather, who owns at least a third of the club. And that owner needs to be materially wealthy. I think he needs to show something on the order of $10 million in net worth. Talk to us about the challenge for these Division II teams as they're looking to move up to Division I. Is it more an issue of stadium? Is it finding that anchor tenant? I mean, what's going on with Fort Wayne FC? What are your plans?
Yeah, our plan is to move up to League One, and we want to be a club. We want to be a club of choice. We want to, we want to have a club that people want to be a part of. We want to create and have a great environment for our players to play in on and off the field. It's a place where we want to have development, player development, high on our list. We know we're going to be a selling club. That's not. I don't think that's bad to say. I think that's as good. But us as a club, we have to do the hard work. We have to make sure we hire the right people, give these kids a chance. If they want to be a professional athlete, that they have a direct pathway to be a professional athlete. And for the lower league, that, you know, that is going to be huge. And I think that if not every club is the same, that we no club really kind of works in the same way. But at the same time, whenever, and I say whenever, and this, I'm very optimistic, whenever we do win a World Cup, it's because of all of us. It's not because it's one Indian. It's just because of all of the American soccer family has put together and put player development first in their list. And I think, you know, from USL, MLS, you know, different entities, I think that all of us can help in that way with the national team.
As they're playing in Qatar, and there was a last-second order for a major tournament sponsor, Budweiser. You have to remove all your beer tents from around there. Now, as my father would put it, God rest his soul, he would say, you got my mouth all water for some beer, and now all of a sudden you just took the beer away.
So unfair.
Yeah. But your thoughts about that, and what do you think? And is the sport really too big for any sponsor to boycott?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a tequila guy myself. but, I mean, look, you know, beer is a part of the World Cup, and the World Cup is beer. We all know that. Anyone that's been to a World Cup that's, or any sporting event, you know, from the World Series or NBA Final, I mean, that is part of the culture. But that is the culture in Qatar. I think that the fans will be okay without drinking for, you know, two and a half hours, the length of a match. I think the biggest thing is that what soccer brings, you know, to the world, brings people together. And I think if we just focus on the game and the sport, I think they'll be okay for the couple hours that they can't have a beer.
DeMarcus Beasley, you are the man, the official Major League Soccer ambassador, and you've been a longtime player, now retired. By the way, I should add that right now you're serving as a Fox Sports digital host and analyst, and you can help break down the game on the field, and we appreciate that. DeMarcus,
no, thank you.
You are so kind. Thank you for taking time out with us here on the Bloomberg Business of Sports.
No problem. Thank you.
DeMarcus, who do you see winning?
Oh, see, I was.
I had to ask one.
I really am going back to South America. I mean, I want to say
everyone's going to South America. You heard it.
I'll be honest. I would say Brazil. It's between Argentina and Brazil, but I think with Brazil and their depth, I would say them.
Old Bulldog Scarlet came on in, man. This has been the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast. We explore the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr. You can follow me on Twitter at Big Barr Sports.
And I'm on Twitter at Scarlet Fu.
And I'm on Twitter at D Sassauer.
And by the way, you can catch our podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday and download the show wherever you get your podcasts.
Join us in Chicago or virtually on May 2nd for Bloomberg's Business Value of AI event and networking reception. This event will gather business and technology executives to share their experiences and provide insights into their strategies for deploying AI that achieves a desirable ROI. You'll also learn how companies have successfully implemented AI solutions that have improved productivity and profitability. This program is proudly sponsored by IBM. Register at BloombergLive.com/AI/radio.